Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Stones bring us back. That's Mr. Jagger on lead vocals there. Jack Mitchell is our guest. He's our good friend, and he's the author of two outstanding books, Hug Your Customers, which I was very excited to be able to tell you that I helped him launch way back in the day. And his new book is called Hug Your People, which is the same theme, only from instead of external customers, internal customers. Jack, tell us how we can find your books and how we can find you guys.
Well, you can find it a number of ways. Obviously, Amazon or any online, but you can also hopefully get it in bookstores. Or you can email or look me up on my websites, Jim, which are hugyourcustomer.com or hugyourpeople.com.
All right.
And we'll direct you easily there. What's happened, of course, a lot of large companies have bought multiple copies, and they can either do that through me or you can do it through your local bookstore, which I'm always wanting to promote because I think the heart of America, as you say,
Absolutely.
Is a small business person. So that's probably the way to go. But you could also do it through me.
And your clothing company,
like you do, to personalize the books.
Yeah, absolutely. And then your clothing company is MitchellRichards.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So check that out, folks. And he's got stores in Connecticut, stores on Long Island, now stores in San Francisco. You know,
Jim, that's an interesting, just quickly, we as you say, we have a store in Westport we call Mitchell's. We bought a store in Greenwich called Richards. We have one on Long Island called Marsh's. And then recently we bought two stores in California, in San Francisco, Palo Alto, by the name of Wilkes Bashford. And now we're beginning to brand, if you will, the Mitchell family of stores. It sort of felt right. All these years, we wanted to, as we bought or acquired businesses, we wanted to keep the businesses small, get the small feeling of that intimacy that we talked about a minute ago, that human relationship that these stores had. And the way, if we had changed Richards, for example, in 1995 to Mitchell's, it really wouldn't have felt like a Greenwich, Connecticut store, or Wilkes Bashford that we just bought in California, 44 years. And Wilkes is still at age, I know he wouldn't mind me saying, 78 years old. He still works 6 days a week, even though we bought the business. So
right.
He's there. So that, but then having this umbrella that says family, which we are a privately independent company that can think long run and can think about the customers, you know, one customer at a time. That's who the family is. We have four sons. I have eight twin sons. Do you treat them differently because they are individuals? That's the secret behind our business.
What you're talking about, the secret behind your business, Jack. You have wonderful clothes. I'm the proud owner of at least one of your garments. You have wonderful clothes. You have top-of-the-line clothes. You have standards that you set and that your customers expect. But that's all stuff. That's all shirts and coats and meatloaf. And
you can buy that anywhere. You
bet. And shoes and tires and cars. That's stuff.
Right.
And the key, the things that you were just talking about that differentiate your company and that I encourage every small business owner out there to focus on are the values. Because the values that you just described, all the things you talked about when you talked about the way your company goes about with customers and everything, all that's the values. The fact that you want your customers to find something to be wowed about, that surprise, that little surprise that they get when they come in your store time after time, that's the thing that people see as a differentiator. Not the clothes, not the meatloaf, not the tires, whatever it is that you sell. It's the values, and more, Jack, the marketplace is moving toward you, toward companies like yours. The marketplace customers are wanting, they're earning, yearning for this connection on a values level, not on a product level. And small business owners, this is why, in my opinion, nobody does this better than a small business, and that's why I'm so excited about the future of small business.
I totally agree with you. I mean, it's happening to us, Jim. Our business obviously went down during the economic tsunami that we all experienced, and the business is coming back one customer at a time. And yes, the customers are changing. They're not, as you know, we're in the luxury upper end side, so customers are not willy-nilly, you know, buying eight colors of a T-shirt or a sports shirt, but they're coming back, and they're coming back because they had that experience, and they will have it again and again. And we can, as a family small business, think short run and long run. We're going to be here. You know, we have what's really fun. I know I'm touching on the family because I'm so proud of them. I mean, we had two of our granddaughters, 15 and maybe we're not supposed to do that, but we do, of course. The 15-year-old and the 11-year-old working at Mitchell's on Saturday. I was there. I mean, the fourth generation.
What a great story. And let me say something. Customers walk in and see that. They like that.
Oh, my God. Lizzie, age 11, sold an Hermes scarf. You know? Of course, she had some help. But you know what? She is so proud of that. And then one of my granddaughters, Linda, my wife, who's, as you know, our driver of our mm-hmm. merchandise for women.
Well, we all know who you work for, Jack.
You work for the same person. Amanda.
That's right. I have one of those bosses, too. Go ahead.
And so, but Linda took her to Paris, and, you know, about a year ago. She's only 14. She's now making her own clothes, you know, for designing her own clothes.
These are the things, folks. These are the things that small businesses can do,
yep.
And customers find out about them. These are the things that they tell their friends about. They don't say, "Can you believe that meatloaf today? Can you believe that coat that I bought?" They say, "Guess what? The grandchild, the great grandchild of the founder, waited on me." I mean, this is the kind of stuff that you can do, and these are the things that customers care about today more than the meatloaf. Quick break. Right back with Jack Mitchell right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.